Good morning, Jackson, Mississippi, and all surrounding areas. You've tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. It starts now. This is the Friday edition of the Clay Edwards Show, and I am, of course, your host, Clay Edwards. We're streaming worldwide at WYAB.com, and I am also streaming in video this morning on the Facebook app. Go pull it up and type Save JXN, that's Save Jackson, and you will see me live in living color. I am wearing my SummerSlam shirt this morning, big SummerSlam event in Nashville this weekend. That is a WWE wrestling for you folks that don't know. So I was going through my closet this morning and saw my shirt. I'm like, hey, you know what? I doubt I watch the wrestling, but I will recognize the event and wear my shirt. Seemed like a good reason to. And it's hot as Hades outside, so it is like summer. It is summer. Hey, real quick, if you were heading east on I-20 this morning towards the Pearl River Bridge, there is an accident that was being worked as of 6:18 a.m. when I was coming from Brandon. Pretty bad wreck there. Had traffic backed up from the Gallatin Street Bridge at minimum all the way to the I-55 exchange, going back south towards Byram and coming in east from like Clinton and Jackson and whatnot. So you may want to check the MDOT app there, see if that has been cleared up or not, or expect some delays. So hopefully it'll be cleared up before the worst part of the traffic gets flowing this morning. If you want to call into the show, we'll start taking calls after the first segment here. The Mack Hike of Flowood Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram phone line is 601-879-0002. The Guns and Gear text line is 769-241-1944. If you're streaming live on Facebook, you can hit me up in the comments there, and I will try to get your questions and comments on the air also. You can also tweet me. Just go to @SaveJXN if you prefer Twitter. I try to be as accessible as I can. I love talking to you guys, and I love getting your thoughts and opinions on stuff. So please chime in. A little breaking news this morning. We do a lot of show prep, and I'm going to show the screen here. It's like all my notes to talk about the show this morning, but breaking news changes everything when you do live radio. And my source at JPD tells me that we have been struck with a bout of the blue flu. And I started hearing about this last night. I didn't post it on Facebook. I was a little skittish about it until I got some confirmation. But as of roll call this morning, this is just precincts 2 and 4. I do not have an update on precincts 1 and 3, but 14 of the 23 officers missed roll call. So let me do some math for you real quick. That means we only have 9 police officers on the streets this morning between precinct 2 and 4. I don't like giving the criminals a heads up that we're in a bad situation, but I feel like it's fair to let the public know. You may want to avoid the area. I would dang sure avoid Jackson gas stations. It is what it is, but you know, that's where people die. Jackson gas stations. More people die at Jackson gas stations than anything else in this city outside of private property, private homes. So be aware. Be very aware of your surroundings today. You know, if you're a good God-fearing, law-abiding citizen and you live in Jackson, you may want to go up to Clinton and get your gas today. You may want to go over to Pearl, go out to Byram, go out to Ridgeland, whatever the closest area not in Jackson is today. And look, I stand with these JPD officers. You know, you get burnt out, you're frustrated. You know, you don't feel like you have any support from the mayor's office. You know, so I back the blue, flu and all, here at the Clay Edwards Show. So again, if you're just tuning in, a little breaking news. Apparently there is a bout of blue flu within the ranks of JPD this morning. Actually, I heard it started last night, but a big, big chunk of folks out this morning. So, again, I'm hesitant about making this kind of information public, but I feel like the public has a right to know because it is a public safety issue. So, hopefully the Sheriff's Department can step up and fill in and help out or whatever the case may be. I just got a text in that says, I heard the 911 calls were not being answered yesterday. That's on the Guns and Gear text line. You know, I don't know. I'm sure the further we get into today, the more these stories will start coming out. So it'll be a wild ride this weekend. You're going into a hot, sunny weekend. I say it's sunny weekend. I haven't watched the weather. It's sunny today. And look, folks, when the heat gets up, the guns come out. When say sun's out, guns out. Literally in Jackson. Literally. Real quick, I had a replay run yesterday. Me and the Rankin County Mafia, we went up to the Neshoba County Fair. It was great seeing everybody up there. I know this radio show is growing because I'm meeting more and more complete strangers, like people I didn't already know that recognize me and come up and say they listen to the show or they follow Save Jackson and all that stuff. And that is overwhelmingly awesome. I just want to say thank you. It was a pleasure to meet everybody yesterday. And y'all will be seeing me up there annually. I'm going to be up there at the political speeches as often as I can, barring being sick or something. So thanks to Fred Shanks and Kristen and Dennis for inviting me to ride with them. I had a good time. Again, it was great seeing everybody at the Neshoba County Fair. That is a really cool event. And I'm late to the party. And that is unlike me to be late to a party. But I had never been to the Neshoba County Fair until last year. And I went with Fred Shanks and that crew up there. That is a really cool event. All those cabins. I saw all the Mannings sitting on the front porch of their cabin. And, I'm a Mississippi State fan, but they're legends. I'll call a spade a spade. The Mannings are legends. So it was cool seeing them. And, again, just running into everybody. We got to tour a couple cabins. Got to eat at Mr. Bucky's cabin again this year. And the back porch is right at the racetrack. So that's really cool. And I hope he gets to feeling better soon. But I tell you, man, I almost didn't make it. Wednesday, I felt like I'd done caught COVID again or something. But I never had a fever. But there was some kind of little bug going around. It went through a couple people's houses, I know, and it went through my house. And but thankfully, a good night's sleep and a bunch of water. I woke up Thursday morning and felt like a new person. But some kind of little bug going around, a little head cold. So, y'all stay mindful of that out there. All right, so one of the things I wanted to talk about this morning, we got the blue flu stuff aside. You know that's going on. Just keep your head on a swivel in Jackson's day. There has been a rash of shootings in Rankin County over the last 2 days. Well, Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday, you had the road rage incident out there on 25. I didn't check the Google map to see exactly what it was close to, but I believe it was out towards that Pine Lake area. It's like One Pine Church Road or something like that, or One Pine Lake Road. I think it was out that way towards where Pine Lake is, a road rage incident where the details are irrelevant, but a young male, black male, decided to hang out the back window and shoot another guy in the head driving his car. He dies immediately. Everybody's lucky that when he got shot, that he didn't put the pedal to the metal and jump across lanes and hit somebody head on or whatever else. Because once you're dead behind the wheel, you obviously have no control of the vehicle. The fact that it just kind of peacefully ran off the road, I assume, I haven't heard any differently, is a miracle. And I don't want to regret saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. God bless the people that were in the truck with the shooter. They pulled over and turned him into the police. That is rare. But that is some dudes that I truly believe them doing that they wanted none of that smoke. They're like, no. It could have been a work crew. I don't know the details, but we were talking about this on the way home yesterday. Maybe it was a work crew, and he was just a dude that worked there and decided he was going to be a badass and pull the gun out and start shooting. So we'll find out. A friend of mine that works for the AG's office, listener of the show here, don't want to say his name on the radio, but he was the first one on the scene as far as law enforcement goes. And he was just passing through and they waved him down. And I believe Rankin County still has his handcuffs. They did as of the other night too. They used, because he had cuffed the guy. And it's just interesting, man, because that kind of stuff just doesn't happen out here. But the difference in that happening in Rankin County versus Hinds County, big, big difference. Nowhere is impervious to crime. But the big difference in that happening in Rankin County versus Hinds County, that dude may never get out of jail again in Rankin County. And if he does make bond and he does show up to his court date, He's going to be in jail for a very, very, very long time. The rest of his life, most likely. In Hinds County, they'll field release him. You know, he may go to jail for a couple of days, something like that. He'll get out of jail. He's just a young man. He's only 18 years old, Clay. Can't let one mistake ruin his life. You know, he'll get out in Hinds County and get lost in the system and may never see him again if he goes to jail, maybe a couple of years. Well, that's the difference in messing around in Rankin and finding out. You know, I can't say the word I really want to say. I say, F around in Rankin, find out. You know, and then, and God rest the soul of the man. I had his name, but I'm not logged into my Facebook on the computer screen here, and I'm using my telephone to stream on Facebook. But I believe the fellow's name was Nick that got killed. He was an EMT for either AMR or Pafford. He was on his way to work in Jackson, mind you. On his way to work in Jackson and gets killed in cold blood on the highway. These people have lost their ever-loving minds out there on the roads, everywhere. There's no value for human life. None. And I'm going to be the old guy that screams at the clouds and says it's got something to do with all the violence in music, movies, and video games. I used to never be that guy. That stuff doesn't influence people. You're crazy, Clay. Or you're whoever. You know, I would have never believed that. But as I've gotten older, I look back at my life and I think of how influenced I was by watching violent movies. I never played video games. I mean, Super Mario Brothers. I don't know if that was a violent influence. But music. Music has been the best and worst influences of my life. I think if most people are really being honest with themselves, when it should be God, that should be the number one influence in our life is the Bible and Jesus and our faith. But I think music is probably one of the biggest outside influences in our lives. So yesterday, there's another shooting over in Rankin County, right over there off Old Fannin Road. And, you know, I know a lot of people are surprised to hear me talk about Rankin County and not just Jackson, but hey, I'm going to talk about where I live and when there's stuff going on. But again, the difference in Rankin County is there's not a catch and release program over there for criminals. You're going to find out. Examples will be made in Rankin County. So, Save Jackson was the first platform to report this. Sometimes we get information details a little wrong when we do it, but most of the times we're all the way right. Yesterday, we were all the way right. There was a shooting over in Oak Grove, which is off Old Fannin Road there near the reservoir. And apparently what happened was a young black male around 13, 14 years old was playing with a gun, a stolen gun, confirmed, and shot his girlfriend in the head. I think she was 16. At the same time that this is going on and the sheriff's department is there, somebody, I don't know if it's the constable, the landlord, or who, shows up with an eviction notice. So, but that is a lot to digest in one setting. And the news is out on WLBT this morning. I tell you what, we got to take a break here on the Clay Edwards Show on 103.9, and we'll be right back on the radio. Come back in to the Clay Edwards Show. We are live on 103.9 WYAB, streaming worldwide, WYAB.com, and on the TuneIn app. If you have the TuneIn app, just go search WYAB. And I'm still streaming live on the Save Jackson Facebook page. I normally stop that after the first segment, but we got a lot of people watching this morning, and I got a lot of stuff that I want to get out, so we're going to get it. We're going to take the product to the people this morning. And hey, speaking of taking the product to the people, get out and support our great sponsors here on the Clay Edwards Show. It's Friday night. That's catfish night out at Raymond Farmers Market, locally sourced from Simmons Catfish Farms out there in Yazoo City. Best fried catfish I've ever had, and I don't even necessarily consider myself a catfish guy. It's fried right. You can pick it up. It don't break in half. Love that. It's not soggy. It's actually got crisp crust on it. Tomorrow night is ribeye. Well, tomorrow night is steak night. You got the 9-ounce filet, the 16-ounce ribeye, or the 3-pound tomahawk ribeye. It's so big it'll feed three people, and they bring it out on a chopping block. You can't beat that. Check out RaymondFarmersMarket.com or check them out on Facebook at Raymond Farmers Market. All right, jumping back into the news, I want to talk about this Hinds County coming out and saying that Mayor Jake Windham was wrong about Brandon Andrews not being a murder suspect in Hinds County on a capital murder charge. In fact, he's not technically he hasn't been charged. He is a person of interest. Now, we all suddenly trust Hinds County to tell us the truth about something with criminals. I just want y'all to use your spidey senses and ask yourself, now's the time you want to trust Hinds County to tell the truth about anything related to a criminal. The same Hinds County and the same city of Jackson, they got Anthony Fox on trial. The former policeman of the year, one of the best JPD officers there's been in a decade. The same JPD and the same Hinds County that got a good God-fearing man like Anthony Fox on trial for a suspect dying in their custody. Going on right now. That's the Hinds County and the JPD y'all trust to get out the right information on criminals. Not me. You can miss me with that. Not today, Satan. Not today. I will stand by Jake Windham and his sources and Pearl Police's sources on this. Sorry. I mean, the charges may not have technically been filed against Brandon Andrews in the capital murder case, but he is in fact a person of interest, a suspect. So go with that what you will. I'm curious what you guys think about that. We got some people on the Facebook saying that Tammy says she's praying for Anthony Fox. We are too. You know, Anthony's a good dude. He's a Clinton police officer now, I believe. Yeah, you know, that's the other thing about that, right? They fired three dudes over that deal. And they all three, if my memory serves me correct, go straight to Clinton. I can assure you, Clinton did their homework. They vetted that and that situation as best they could. And they made the decision to still hire those folks. So I'm sorry, man. I have zero faith in the city of Jackson and Hinds County to tell the truth about anything. We're talking about the same Hinds County, different DAs now, but the same Hinds County went under Robert Shuler Smith. That white guy over there on McDowell Road Extension was defending himself and his property, gets attacked by the little young black kid. He shoots the young black kid while he's being attacked, and they charged the victim with murder. That man lost everything fighting for his freedom, for defending his property and himself. That Hinds County DA, we're supposed to trust that office to tell the truth about anything? Miss me with it. Not happening. Not on Clay's watch. Not on Clay's. They could tell me the sky was blue right now. I could look up at it and see a blue sky, and I wouldn't believe them. No, there's something wrong. I think I'd probably see a little more purple. It's clear today. It's not blue. Sky's clear. Sorry, that's probably a bad analogy. I just have zero faith in anything that Hinds County has to say. If you guys want to call into the show, the Mac Hike of Flowood phone line is 601-879-0002. The Guns and Gear text line is 769-241-1944. I'll tell you what, I'm going to get to this email real quick. Bear with me. I'm not the best public reader, but I think this is important. This is from a law enforcement. The guy was a law enforcement officer in the metro area for 11 years, and he spent 4 years as a Pearl police officer. He was listening to the show last week on the podcast, and he heard somebody call in and make some comments, and he decided to reply to it. So I'm going to read this. It's going to take just a minute. It says, 1, I have been in law enforcement around the metro area for 11 years. I spent 4 years as a Pearl police officer. I heard someone say they have seen officers flash their blue lights just to get through an intersection. And there is a reason for this. When you're going to certain calls, holdups, alarms, domestic situations where the suspect has been known to flee the scene, etc. You can't run lights and sirens because of officer slash victim safety. If the suspect hears or sees blue lights approaching, he is either going to run or harm the victims. So it's not cops blowing through intersections because they can. The road Napoleon Avenue that was referenced is a very long street in a neighborhood. I personally remember not to run. When they say run lights, they're referring to their lights on the top of their vehicles, by the way, not red lights. He said, I personally remember not running lights or sirens going to several domestic violence calls for this neighborhood for this exact reason. Officers are taught to constantly scan yards and be aware if children or the general public are present. So you have to understand you are being forced to get to the scene quickly, but also get there with the hopes that the suspect does not flee or set up an ambush before you arrive. This is what happened to the two Brookhaven officers that were killed in the line of duty a few years ago. Number two, I keep hearing these people calling in and saying Pearl, Rankin County law enforcement is racist. I bet they would be stunned to find out how many former JPD and Hines SO officers work for Rankin County agencies. And yes, they are in fact African American. Three, everyone trashes JPD. The fact is, several JPD officers want to help and hate they cannot join pursuits from surrounding agencies because if they do, they could be punished or fired. So with that being said, I know someone is saying, why don't they quit and go to a different agency? This is really good stuff right here. He says, the fact of the matter is this. Everyone knows JPD is short on officers. This means there is plenty of overtime available. So if JPD officers want to leave, most of the time they will take a pay cut because of the overtime that they're getting a lot of overtime in Jackson. So if they leave Jackson, they're actually taking a pay cut if you factor in the overtime. It says, officers in Mississippi obviously barely can get by because of the pay. When you are scared to do your job with fear of being punished, this is what you get. So thank you to JPD officers out there that want to do their job and are fighting against the system. He says, I hope you let these facts be known so it will clear up some things for the general public. Thanks. Keep up the good work. And I want to thank him for taking the time out to write such a detailed email. This is the kind of connection that I think police need to have with the community. I'm going to copy and paste the gist of this email and post it on the Save Jackson page, minus any personal information, because I think people should read that. I think it maybe will help the public have a better understanding of why police do some of the things they do. Because it's easy for guys like us and women like us to sit at a red light, see a cop pull up, blue light their way through it, and think, must be nice. He can run a red light and I can't. And I'm not saying that doesn't happen. I'm not oblivious to the fact that that kind of stuff does in fact happen. But that's not all the time what happens. So just be mindful of that. Good morning to Jason on the Facebook chat. Thank y'all for tuning in this morning. All right, look, man, we're going to take a break. You're listening to the Clay Edwards Show live on 103.9 WYAB. Breaking rules when necessary. I want to thank everybody for tuning in on this Friday morning here on the Clay Edwards Show on WYAB. Real quick, this segment is going to be brought to you by Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters in Pearl wants to help you determine who to use when you are seeking quality roof repair or work on your gutters. You need to choose a qualified, certified company that has a local brick and mortar building and a company that's been in business for longer than 2 years and offers a warranty. Complete Exteriors has a 4.9 Google review and has been in business for over 16 years. Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters can provide you with a professional and honest look at your roof and gutters. Complete Exteriors, quality without compromise. When you want someone you can trust, contact CompleteExteriorsMS.com. All right, we've got Derek on the Mack Hike of Flowood phone line. Hey, good morning, Derek.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Clay, I wanted to bring something to your attention real quick. Do you remember a certain friend of ours that spoke at one of the breakfasts that we all took a picture with? I don't want to say her name.
Yes.
Did you see the picture she took with the two of the fabulous five Highway Patrol females?
I did not.
Well, look at that picture and look at some of the females on JPD and see the big difference. And this is not to disparage anybody, but this is what happens when you take away standards.
Are you talking about like health and fitness stuff?
Yeah.
Got it.
You know, I don't want to deride, but everybody knows that there are certain standards that the state has, be it your local law enforcement or high patrol, when you go through that training, that you'll see a fundamental difference. And when you look at two of the Fabulous Five, you'll see what I'm talking about. You know, because when you're held to a standard, right, you have a greater quality. Now, I'm not saying the entirety of some are terrible. I know some that have a zeal to do the job, you know, like a man walking tall. But for some of them, they're just there for a paycheck. And yeah. It's evident by the way how disproportionate their body shapes are.
Looking like some Oompa Loompas out there?
I would have said Dunlop or Michelin Man, but okay.
What you got going on for the weekend, man?
I'm gonna probably rest, brother.
Right.
I got to teach Saturday morning, then I'm just gonna rest.
All right. Next Saturday's our breakfast.
Say what?
Next Saturday's our breakfast.
Yeah, next Saturday. Yeah, I'm gonna try to make it.
Yep.
Hey, another thing too, Clay. Down at the Neshoba County Fair. To go along with what Thomas was talking about, if you could show me an example of oppression, I'll fight it with you, or racism, I'll fight it with you. I'll give you a prime example of why I made that comment to you yesterday. Everybody knows, you know Marcus Dupree, right?
Oh, yeah.
Marcus Dupree and the mayor, Mr. Young, and several other prominent blacks were trying to buy some of those cabins down there, right? That was legitimate for sale at the Neshoba County Fair. There was a big pushback by it. They mysteriously... That section they were trying to buy them in caught on fire. Okay? Now, that's something I'll fight you with. I'll fight with you on. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I don't go to that fair.
Yeah. You know, I heard some stories about that yesterday and had forgotten that was Marcus Dupree. Somebody did say something about a football player. My understanding is, and this is simply just what I was told. I could be wrong. I'm just going to repeat what I was told. People could take with it what they will. But that you cannot sell those. They have to be passed down from family member to family member, or they go back to the fair commission, and then they can sell them. And that may have been the case there, but I find it odd that a whole chunk of them would have came available at the same time. So I don't know. Again, that's what I heard. You are not allowed to sell them. Sometimes people will try, but they fail. But
now, now, to be fair, now you have to debunk the whole thing that the whole fair was a race thing. It isn't, because it started out as a religious revival, is what it was, and then people would come there, you know, to sell their, you know, crops, you know, black, white, Native American. It was a religious gathering at first. Then over time, it became the debaucherous thing that it is now, right? But I'm not putting a race factor in it. I'm just. To Thomas's point, I'm giving you an example where there was clearly evidence to suggest this. And see, that's something I'll fight you with.
Gotcha. I think also it doesn't help that Neshoba was ground zero for the civil rights stuff. You know, so when you hear Neshoba County and you think about what happened in the, you know, with the Freedom Riders and, you know, and all that stuff, you know, it's going to have that stigma. It is what it is. But with all that said, I've had a good time the last couple of years I've been there. There was a lot of black folks there, a lot of white folks, everybody having a good time. You know?
Yeah. No, my issue was with the commission that hosts the fair, not the fair itself.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify that.
No, I understand.
Because there was not a thorough investigation done as to how those things mysteriously caught on fire like that. And then ironically, it was the one that, and I do believe Marcus Dupree and Young and several other was in business of buying a section from a family, or something to that effect. But you know, I've heard that too, that they can't sell them. You know, or and then another issue came up is the fair, the Neshoba County Fair was going to help them people rebuild, and then that's another thing that didn't go well with taxpayers. So again, now see, that's a situation there where there was clear proof of wrongdoing, and I'll fight that with you. So that's why I hadn't been since I moved from Philadelphia.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, you're up from that way too. So, you would know more about that than I would. I was just picking up on some conversations I was having with people yesterday and trying to put it all together. All right, Derek, brother, stay safe out there. Let's have a good weekend. All right.
Uh-huh.
All right, man. We got another caller here queued up on the Matt Kike of Flowood phone line. Hey, caller, you're on there.
Good morning, Clay.
Hey, good morning, Granny.
Hey, All right, Clay.
Hey, real quick, congratulations on your job.
We don't need to talk about that publicly, but yes, I'm very, 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 I'm eager to start, Clay.
Yep, so
let's talk.
I understand.
Let's talk history.
Yes.
Clay, you misspoke. Just slow down a little bit. Philadelphia was a spot where they were trying to hold voter registration drives, and some workers coming back and forth from Lauderdale County got caught up in a situation, is what that happened in Philadelphia, in Neshoba.
Yeah, well, I thought that's what I said. Well, I said, what did I say, Freedom Riders?
You said Freedom Riders.
I'm sorry. Yes, you're correct.
Clay, I'm not picking on you. It's just, I'm telling you, now revisionist history and people, they accidentally hear something, and somebody that doesn't know any better, the Freedom Riders went nowhere around Neshoba County. Nowhere.
Yeah, that's more of a, that's just me lumping them all together. It was the civil rights workers from up north that were coming down here doing the voter registration stuff. And that's me lumping them all together. So, my apology.
It's all good. And the Freedom Riders were actually trying to integrate bus travel. That was the whole purpose of that trip. And their original goal was to get all the way to New Orleans, and they made it to Jackson. Clay, I'm going to tell you something. Those Freedom Riders, that's an interesting exhibit. That they had every single just about nationality you could think of on those buses, Clay. If you've never researched that, it's really intriguing. I think that's one of the brightest parts of the civil rights.
Yeah, there's a documentary that one of the Oklahoma TV stations rode with them from Oklahoma to Jackson on that thing, and they did a bunch of interviews with people in Jackson. And this is like news footage from then, and it's on YouTube. It is fascinating to watch.
So
that
if you start hearing, you'll be sympathetic of this, people. Listen to this real quick. They're actually people in those Freedom Riders, and this is how those people were violated. At Parchman, when they went up there, some of those girls literally had men that dipped their hands and gloves in a chemical substance and reached up in them to quote-unquote search them. I'm talking about listen, thank God. People talk about how bad things are now. No, we've come a long way, and we've got a long way to go, people. Have a good weekend, Clay.
Amen, Granny. Have a blessed one.
Bye.
I tell you what, I love Granny. Great person. Great, great individual. And is a history teacher. So I will not argue history with Granny. Hardy texts in on the Guns and Gear text line just to remind us that Marcus Dupree is involved in the welfare scandal, by the way. His name isn't getting as much shine as Brett Favre's is in the situation, but Marcus Dupree is involved in the the welfare scandal. So just throwing that out there. So let's see here. I think we got Thomas on the Guns and Gear text line. Says, what about y'all down here stealing all the money and don't want the entire nation to know? Hey, now look, man, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, concerning the welfare scandal. They've been arrested. They've been arrested. It's a nothing sandwich. Again, that money was all stolen from taxpayers regardless. It was going to be given to welfare queens and or build a volleyball thing at USM and give money to Brett Favre. I don't care. They can all go to jail. That is no sweat off my brow. I don't support any of them. I do like Philip Bryant. He's, you know, again, I don't. He seemed like a good governor. He was very, very cordial and polite to me when I had dinner with him a few months back. Told some old stories. I got to hear the story about how he's the deputy on scene that found the levees leaking before the, I think it was the flood of 79. It was 79 or 80, the next one. Anyway, got to hear, it was just a story I'd always wanted to hear directly from him. Sat around and told me the story. Now, I'm not saying that because he was nice to me and told me a story that clears him of any wrongdoing, but I'm just speaking personally here. We'll see how it all plays out. Let's see if it goes to court, see if they arrest him, see what the DOJ investigation does. And, you know, we'll always be on the side of the law. I don't care who breaks it. If you're wrong, you're wrong. And you'll go to jail, most likely. We'll see. That would be interesting. Would Philip go to jail? Would Phil Bryant go to jail? Would it go that far? As the world turns. All right, let's take our last break of the day so we can come back with more than a minute or two to close the show. You're listening to The Clay Edwards Show. We're live on 103.9 WYAB. tools when necessary. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Hey, real quick, this weekend, if you're out car shopping, get out to Mack Hike of Flowood, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. See my buddy Corey McDonald, Abe Morris, Brendan, Hunter, and Parker. They're the management team over there at Mack Hike of Flowood. Man, they've got the lot loaded down with vehicles, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and a slew of high-end quality used vehicles. I know trucks are hard to find. They got them right there on Flowood. Right there in Flowood on Lakeland Drive, right there at Airport Road. Can't miss it. Mack Hike of Flowood. You can shop them online at MackHikeCDJRF.com. Also, if you're in the market for some guns or ammunition, you need some gunsmithing work done, Cerakoting, get out to Guns and Gear right out there in Gluckstadt on 51, right there at Yandale Road, I believe. It's right next to the Little Willies in that shopping center there. Go see Hunter and his team. Great patriots, good folks. Really appreciate having them on board, sponsoring the Guns and Gear text line. And, again, get out there at gunsandgearms.com or just go see them in person. That's what I plan on doing. And get out there, loosen up them pockets, turn around, shake them. Get turned upside down, shake them pockets empty, go buy a gun, go buy a car, go buy some bullets, go have some fun this weekend. Get out to Raymond Farmers Market, get some catfish tonight or a steak tomorrow night. Go buy a house from Kimberly Harrelson at Next Home Realty. Get your windows tinted over at Lakeland Glass and Tint. Get your roof from Watkins Construction and Roofing or Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. Support these local businesses, my friends. All right. Sound like a NASCAR driver after winning a race. I'd like to thank... I can't even do that joke well. But anyhow. Hey, so one of the last... I want to close with this, and I'm not going to have time to take any calls on it, but you guys are welcome to text me at 769-241-1944 on the Guns and Gear text line all weekend. I'm just curious. Do y'all think Chakwe Antar Lumumba is more upset about the fact that a mailman got killed by a violent criminal who was running into Jackson because it's a criminal safe haven, or the fact that Mayor Jake Windham called him out on the fact that Jackson is a criminal safe haven? Y'all know where I stand, but I'm going to put it on record. I don't think the mayor gives a damn about the mailman dying. I think he's only upset that he's being called out for being the mayor of a criminal safe haven. And I just think that Jake made such a great point in his press conference last Friday. And yeah, it's been a full week and we're still talking about this because I think it's important and it's to the point. When you get up, when you get mayors calling each other out, it doesn't happen that often. And if you know Jake Windham like I do, you know that if he's to that point, it's gotten bad. But when he said that it's not fair to the citizens of Jackson either for criminals to think it's safe enough there for them to run to and hide, that man, that resonated. That is something that will be played back in my mind forever. And if Jake Windham ever decides to run for governor of Mississippi, his stance on crime will probably win him the governorship. I really believe that. But right now, Pearl is very lucky to have him. Rankin County in general is very lucky to have him. Brandon is very lucky to have him. And because Pearl is a nice barrier between Jackson and Brandon. So touche to Jake Windham. Look, I appreciate everybody this morning. ClayEdwardsShow.com. Jim Thorne's up next.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week as the Clay Edwards Show discusses all that is going on in and around the city of Jackson.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Right here on 103.9 WYAB.